Dying Bird Bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm Bird Bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I'm free indeed.
Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. Coming up next is a sermon from our 2016 Building Dedication Meetings, hosted at a Glorious Church Fellowship in Collinsville, Oklahoma, home of Billy Brim Ministries. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out how you can get your copy of this anointed series today.
When civilizations go so bad, you should read about, of course, Sodom and Gomorrah, but you could also read about some of the other civilizations that have disappeared. There comes a time when the cup gets full. Thank God on earth, the earth that we know now, and Peter called it the earth that is now, when the cup gets full, he's going to take out the evil. We see that from the word of God, and he's going to take it all out of here, but not destroy the whole earth. He will not destroy it all. But he destroyed all that civilization that was there. The light left. The dinosaurs were a part of this civilization. I used to watch those people that talk about dinosaurs. You know, dinosaur paleontologists or whatever they call them. They're kind of a strange bunch. And I liked them. I liked to hear what they had. I had ideas. Why did the dinosaurs disappear? And they had all kinds of ideas. They couldn't get enough food. They were too big to procreate. That was one of their theories. And then there came the day that these paleontologists decided that all the dinosaurs and all of Earth's, those ancient weird birds and things that you see, they all disappeared from Earth on one day. They know that. That's what they say now. And they believe that a meteor hit it. That's their idea. Maybe so. Maybe a meteor did hit it. I don't know. But I do know one thing. God stopped it. And the Bible says he took away the light. Dinosaurs were found in the midst of a bite. Dinosaurs eat leaves. And they found them with a leaf in their mouth. I mean, they eat vegetation. They found them with eating. And suddenly, all of them at one time stopped living. If God, who is light, took away his light right now, you would be frozen. You would be frozen, and years and years, 2 billion years more, when he gets ready to do Earth again, they would look at Froggy and they would say, they are strange creatures. But Jeremiah got to see it. He got to see the night it happened. I beheld, and the mountains trembled, and the hills moved lightly. Do you think God made earth with fault lines under California? No, because why? His work is perfect. He didn't make a fault line coming down through Madrid, the famous Madrid earthquake that happened in Missouri. He didn't make that. That happened when this happened. All there was such a presence and judgment that the cracks appeared that are now under the earth right now. The mountains, and lo, they trembled, and all the hills moved lightly. I beheld, and lo, there was no man, no being was left, not one. And all the birds of the heaven were fled. I beheld, and lo, the fruitful place was a wilderness, and all the cities were broken down. They had cities. They were all broken down. What did it? At the presence of Jehovah. And by his fierce anger. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. What angered him so much? What made him so angry? What made him so angry was the fall of Lucifer, the fall of Satan here upon the earth. So if you'll turn to Isaiah chapter 14. Satan's not in hell now. He rules from this mid-heavens, where he's over the prince of the power of the air. He's going to hell, but right now he's got his headquarters. He had his seat. Jesus said when he was on earth, he said, your seat, you pastor, where, and he said this to the churches in Revelation to Pergamum. He said, you are living where Satan's throne is. So at that time, he had it over this Greek city. He's moved it from time to time over Berlin during the wars. It will go over Moscow. You can get my tape on this, the throne of Satan, the seat of Satan. But he's in the heavenlies. But he's going to hell. Now here is where the earth is judged, and we read about Lucifer heading for hell. So turn to Isaiah 14 and verse 7. The whole earth is at ease and is quiet. This is at the judgment of Lucifer. This chapter is about the judgment of the earth. They have got peace on earth like they never had it before. They break forth into singing. The fir trees rejoice at thee and the cedars of Lebanon. Since you are laid down, no feller is come up against us. Since Satan has been laid down, moved down, then we've got peace here. This is what earth is saying. Hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. He's going to hell. And it's beneath. And it hears that Satan is coming. It stirs up the dead for you, even all the chief ones of the earth. We find that in Satan, and we're reading about him in the Word of God, and Lucifer, he deceived nations, and he deceived heads of nations. He deceived Hitler. He deceived Ivan the Terrible. He deceived a lot of horrid rulers throughout all the ages, and he promised them marvelous things, but he doesn't love his own. So the chief ones of the earth are in hell. They're there because they followed him and not God. So hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. It stirs up the dead for thee, all the chief ones of the earth. It has raised up from there, they've raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations. These are the ones he deceived. And they shall speak and say unto you, here's what they're going to say when Satan comes. Are you become weak like us? Are you become like unto us? You who promised us everything? And then they ask this question in verse 12. How are you fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How did it happen? How are you cut down to the ground which didst weaken the nations? For, and this is how it happened. This right here is how it happened. For thou hast said in thine heart, I will. I will. What did Jesus say? I came to do my Father's will. I say what he says. I do what I see him do. God in creation creates perfectly. He's not, what's the name of the guy that made Pinocchio?
Geppetto.
Geppetto? He's not a Geppetto. He doesn't make automatons. He doesn't make puppets. He could have. He could have made some wonderful ones that's just as pretty as Destiny. But we just would have been a robot woman. We would all come in here tonight. We say, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This means nothing. The only way praise can mean anything in worship is because you willed to do it. You submitted, Chip. You humbled yourself and submitted your will to his will. Humility boils down to the submitting of your will. Bless the Lord. No. So, bless the Lord. God didn't make puppets. He put something in every one of us that's dangerous to God. It's our will, a free will. And by your free will, you worship God. You submit yourself to the Word of God? Or you follow your own will, which is really following the devil. And every one of us, we're just about to go there. And you're going to be there because of your will. Now, there was a time when Chip was little, real little. Not real little, but when you got to the age where boys kind of, you know, rebel. And I had to, come here. Just stand down there. And he came to church because his mother willed it. And his mother did not let him go by his own will.
No. Thank God.
I went to Russia, and when we were in Russia, we met people. It was in the KGB days. They didn't have Bibles. They couldn't have Bibles. And they yearned to hear the word of God. We'd meet underground, and they'd want us to preach all day long. And then they'd ask us, Biblia, Biblia, do you have a Bible? And I remember I had one of my Bibles with me, all marked up, and there was this old man there, and he said, the Lord told me if I would learn English, he would send me a Bible. And I learned it. So I gave him my Bible. And when I got home the next Sunday morning, Chip was up there in his bed. And he said, I said, he's 16, I think. And he said, I'm not going to Sunday school this morning.
You've said it before. Quit looking so awful.
I'm just going to sleep a little later and I'll go to church. Yeah. I took a hold of those covers. I rolled him out of that bed. I said, yes, you are going to Sunday school. And what's more, you're going to start reading some of those 45 Bibles we've got around here. But now I don't have to do that anymore because Chip changed his will toward God. Yeah. And that's how it is with you. You're not going to make on heaven and all that because your mother willed it, but your mother can have a big influence.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you just heard was from our 2016 building dedication at a Glorious Church Fellowship in Collinsville, Oklahoma, the home of Billy Brim Ministries. To grab your own copy, call us at 1-800-972-3447. Visit our website archives of this weekly's broadcast at billybrim.org. Looking for a home church and live in the Tulsa, Oklahoma area? Or just want to visit the home base of Billy Brim Ministries? Come to a Glorious Church Fellowship in Collinsville, Oklahoma. We have services at Sunday at 10 a.m. and Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Visit our website at agloriouschurch.net or give us a call at 918-371-4589. 918-371-4589.